Hello and welcome to this anthology podcast. I'm Mrs. Dahl, and joining me to discuss A Wife in London by Thomas Hardy are
Sky Maffa,
Harry Brown,
Ava Winterson.
We don't mind where or when you listen, but if you're in a position to take notes, you should grab a pen and paper. So I'll begin by reading the poem. So the first part is called The Tragedy. She sits in the tawny vapour that the city lanes have uprolled, behind whose webby fold unfold, like a waning taper, the street lamp glimmers cold. A messenger's knock cracks smartly, flashed news is in her hand, of meaning it dazes to understand, though shaped so shortly, he has fallen in the far south land. Section 2 is the irony. 'Tis the morrow, the fog hangs thicker, the postman nears and goes, a letter is brought whose lines disclose by the firelight flicker, his hand whom the worm now knows. Fresh, firm, penned in highest feather, page full of his hoped return, and of home planned jaunt by break and burn in the summer weather, and of new love that they would learn. So what's this one about?
It's about the tragedy of a wife losing her husband to war.
Yeah.
It's not just about the tragedy, it's also about the irony.
Yeah.
She got the letter from him saying he was excited to come home after she had received the news of his death.
Yeah.
It's really sad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So she already knew he was dead because she'd been delivered that letter or telegram, and then she received one from him to say how excited he was to come home and all the things they'd do.
I feel like it'd put like salt in the wound if I got that.
Yeah. What about the context of this one?
So it's about the Boer War, I think that's how you say it, between the British and South Africans, and it's basically about a war, literally a war.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it's not like I didn't know that this war existed until I'd read the poem and learned the context. But the effects of it are like quite brutal. Like Britain lost 20,000 troops, and there was boys as young as 9 fighting in South Africa. We thought young as 18 was as bad, but young as 9, that's even worse.
Awful. Yeah.
So I think I didn't know about the war, but now that I do, it's really sad. And it's just really sad that she was waiting for her husband to come home, and he never ever got there.
It's quite nice, this one, because it's from the wife's perspective.
Yeah.
Very often when we do war poetry, it's from the soldier, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we've got this one from the wife's perspective of what that was like for people. And going on to that, it's called Our Wife in London. So why is it called Our Wife in London?
I think that would be because this is so general, because of how many people this will happen to all over.
Yeah. So it could have happened to thousands of women, couldn't it, across all different cities?
Like, we don't know the woman or the man personally. It's just in general, it could be any soldier, any wife.
Yeah, it's a sad story. Okay, so we've done context. How does this fit into the theme of love and relationships?
It shows the wife's love as she was waiting for her husband to return. Then received news of his death, and it kind of I'm not sure, it's like she knows he's gone, but then receives a letter of him, his hopeful return, and
it must almost like bring him back to life, mustn't it? You know, you must get that letter and then think, oh, I've got this little hope in me that it's not true, and even if you know it is.
It links to like love as well, because it says near the end, page full of his hope return, home planned jaunt. He's basically talking about what they would do together. And then it says a new love that they would learn. So I didn't think of that as like their love. Personally, I thought like she was pregnant, she was having a baby, and they'd love the baby together. Because that happened to a lot of women. They'd get pregnant by their husbands, and then they'd go to fight, and they'd never see the husbands again. So that was originally what I thought, and then obviously there's loads of different points of views and opinions on it.
It's quite
but boring. It is about solely about their love and how the war has such a bad effect on it, on what they wear.
Yeah, so it shows how much she loves him and she's waiting for him, but also how much he loves her as well, and he's desperate to get home to see her, isn't he? Okay, so we've got pain and suffering as a theme.
Loss of a husband.
Loss of a husband.
Yeah, that's quite painful.
more so in those times because the men were the breadwinners. They were the ones who went out to work. So women were left without anything.
And
you can tell she was suffering because at the beginning it talks about like the tawny vapour, which is like smooth. Where on the second part it said the fog hangs thicker, which is comparison because it's like everything's more gloomy and everything's worse now that he's
gone. What's that called? It's called pathetic fallacy, and it's where the weather is reflecting the mood. So you know in horror films and things like that, it's always
like
dark.
It's raining, something bad's going to happen.
The witches
in Macbeth, thunder and lightning. Yes. So the fog hangs thicker, so that weather's reflecting the fact that the mood is getting worse. So it kind of foreshadows the beginning bit, the tawny vapour. So it's like a yellow, thick, eerie fog. And then it goes thicker, so it gets worse.
Plus it says in the summer weather near the end, so it's showing like it should be the summer weather, they should be happy, but it's not, it's the thick fog because she's lost him and he's gone forever.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so we've got the theme of death and loss. I think that links to
pain
and suffering really, because it's all linked up with the death.
Yeah.
Effects of war.
It can show how the effects of war were not only the soldiers but the wives.
Yeah.
Because the soldiers were obviously fighting, and then to then not be able to go home to their wives is quite.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it? So it affects everyone involved, all the families, doesn't it? It's not just the soldier. I think this shows us that really nicely. Okay, so choose a quotation each that you would write about if you were writing about this.
His hand, whom the worm now knows.
It's quite graphic.
Yeah, because she's reading his letter that he wrote full of hope and excitement, but she knows that he's not going to be able to fulfil any of that.
It's quite a shocking image, though. It's like physical decay.
Yeah,
she's talking about, isn't she? Yeah, that the worms eat, you know, around his hand, that he's where he's buried. Yeah.
I'd say he's fallen in the far south lands because there's two hyphens in that line, and people think, like, some people might just think, oh, it's a telegram, the communications could be bad. But personally, I think it's because it's showing how vague it is. Like, it's not even giving like names or not. They're just saying, "Oh, he's dead. Move, get on with it." You know what I mean? No support, nothing like that.
It is vague.
It's just saying, "Yeah, he's gone. Goodbye. We don't care anymore.
No details.
We need more troops now." So.
Yeah, and the hyphens can also be like a pause as the news sinks in.
Mhm. She's trying to process it.
As she's going along, so it can reflect all of those things, and it can reflect the fact of the telegram style too. So when you're writing in your exam, you can talk about, you know, if you got this poem, you can talk about all three of those things, because that's a really good thing to do.
I use wanting taper, because that's like with the candle going out after she is first told about his death. But then later on, when she's reading his letter, she's reading it by firelight flicker. So that could cause that kind of be like, okay, maybe even though she's been told he's dead, she might be thinking, oh, it might be an accident. Like, that letter has given her a little bit of false hope.
And she's alive, she's still, even though it's going, the flame, but she's still alive, she's still got her life. Yeah, I like that one too. I think the wane and taper shows the husband's life cut short as well, like you put a candle out, it's like that.
In the book's life, every life is represented.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so what would you compare this one to?
I'd do Dulce Decorum Est.
Yeah, or maybe Manhunt, because they're both like about the effects of war and the suffering.
The
suffering
wife's
part.
Point of view.
So you could Manhunt, you could have Dulce.
Basically any war poem,
because every war poem
speaks about the effects of war.
Yeah,
death
it does.
And
death and loss, pain and suffering.
Yeah.
That would link for all of them, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thanks.